Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in this beautiful Himalayan area and enjoying every bit of it. The air is clear, the mountains are beautiful, and the people are as well. The spirit of oneness and compassion is what they teach. And this soothes the soul in ways that sometimes cannot be done. Dear one, it's one thing to teach this and another to see it. This brief message, I want to be profound. They say that the Buddha himself made a statement that life is actually a dream. Now, I have said the same thing in other ways, for it's true. What it means is this, is that what you see around you exists only because you created it. That every single human being has potentials, and that the dream that the Buddha talks about is a disconnection from anything that is real. And the teaching is this, that dear human being, from the moment you arrive on the planet with a human body, everything else is created with consciousness. Some of you will say, well, consciousness doesn't happen that is able to be a creative one until you're older. But you are existing in a consciousness that others have already created. So actually, that is their construct that you arrive in. What if we told you that anything is possible, but that you have set up the actual reality you believe exists on this planet? And most of it is only a portion of what is there. We have said from the beginning that you have the ability to create your own reality. And so where do you wish to start, dear ones? Where are you? What reality have you created for yourself? And what are the rules? And if you want to make a list, the rules are this. You might say, the human will write them. What am I afraid of? How long am I supposed to live? What is it that I might catch in a disease? Why do I feel so unworthy? And the list goes on. And every single point on the list is something that you have created for yourself. Every single point. And the biggest one, who is God? Where is God? Instead of an empty space or a blank board with a piece of chalk, you see a board that is filled with inappropriate things that you built yourself. All of it. The differences between people, the anger, the disappointment, you built it, you put it there, and then you serve it. How long are you supposed to live? Well, you'll say, look around, There's an average. People die at a certain time. That's how long a body lasts, which is totally incorrect. It's only that you look around and see others' constructs, and they're living it. You might say they even worship it. And at a certain age, they say they're old. And their body hears, you're old. Things start to shut down because that's what's expected. The truth, consciousness can keep you young, way beyond any average of a construct that others have created. You were born into a construct of spirituality, usually given to you by your parents. Because you're here listening to this, you've gone beyond that. But think about it for a moment. They told you who God is, where God is, and whether it was a God of enlightenment or punishment. And so many children never look back. And that becomes the thing they worship in all its dysfunction for the rest of their lives. And they teach their children the same thing. What is not taught is the fact that you can be or do anything. Even in cultures, if you're born poor, consciousness will raise above the environment. And there's been so much proof of this. A seeker, one who is an old soul, who is born into a planetary place where they are poor, will rise above it because they will see how. And they will stick out among the rest. And they will show others what is possible, how it can be done. Because an old soul eventually is an ascended master. Is life a dream? Life is instead a blank sheet of paper. You arrive in someone else's construct. Draw a little hole, if you wish. That's when you arrived. And then when you have a consciousness of your own, you can draw anything you want. And the environment doesn't matter. The country doesn't matter. Consciousness will always rise above situations. And you have seen it over and over in some of the best success stories of a high consciousness individual. Compassion remains the key. Compassion for yourself. Compassion for yourself. And that means you are worthy to be here and look at everyone and see the God inside. But you have to see the God inside you first. That is consciousness. So you have to erase that from your list. You're not worthy. In fact, erase everything from the list. Don't make a list. Just be. Be there with your piece of chalk or your pencil and draw in that which is you. Draw a long life. No disease. Draw health for those around you. Draw a compassionate God that others can see in you when they look at you. Draw joy because you're happy with life. That is the teaching that we give here. And it's not that different than the teaching that is given here by thousands. This planet is graduating. And what they're not necessarily aware of here is that the prayers that they give daily for compassion and peace on earth and for health for all humanity has more power than it ever has. India is more powerful than it ever has been before. You'll see. Dear ones, we've told you before, there's a great deal of negativity in this planet. Look to the stars and the horoscope, and it will yell it to you. And that's because the darkness knows it's in trouble, and the darkness is losing. And the result is it's making a lot of noise, creating scenarios of great fear, even the fear of another war, in hopes that you will give up and return to the old days where the darkness was in charge and that light had an uphill battle. Mark my words this day, that light has the upper hand and darkness is fighting the battle. But their methods often work. If they can get you to fear, then they take away your enlightenment and the light in you and all that you have. And that's when you'll take your list back and expect to die in a world without hope. Dear ones, this world has a great deal of hope. A lot of hope. Think of these things. And so it is.